KMAN.
Good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and we have a fantastic show for you to be inside listening to, especially near some air conditioner, whether it's at your home or in your car. Got a good hour of entertainment for you. Later in the show, we'll have Robin Cole of Pawnee Mental Health Services. She's executive director there. She'll be with us starting around 9:30 till the end of the show. Then after this segment, we'll have Mitzi Richards of the Daniel Keating Foundation and also Chris Jacobs, who's the executive director of the House Cafe in Ogden. They'll both be in to talk about some grant work that's being done there. Just some a lot of incredible things that the Keating Foundation is doing, and we'll hear about all that. But first, I thought about just how hot it is going to be today, really for the rest of this week. Just insanely hot. Hot as H-E double hockey sticks. I think you know what I'm saying. It's going to be a toaster. So I was thinking, like, what are some ways I can help alleviate some of this stress? So I thought of like five things you can do just in the little apple alone that you can beat the heat. And we'll have a little bit of music accompaniment with this. I think it's appropriate. All right, so five things to do in Manhattan when it's 108 degrees plus outside. Number five, visit your closest grocery store's freezer section. Don't even have to buy anything. Just walk around. Just get the feeling of that coldness. Freezers are a good place to be when it's this cold. Get some freezer pops. I know our very own Mitch Fortner, big popsicle fan. So a lot of good tips there. That's number five. Number four, check out the Riley County Historical Museum. I'm pretty sure it's air conditioned. A lot of good things you can check out there. Get caught up on your history if you listen to the show regularly. We have the director of the Riley County Historical Museum, Cheryl Collins, on. I'm sure she's there, actually. Say hi. Tell her I sent you. Get caught up on some history. Number three, go to the Manhattan Public Library and, I don't know, crazy idea, read a book. Educate yourself a little bit. My suggestions, if you're looking for some books to read, you're like, Brady, I don't know what I need to pick up. Anything by Michael Crichton, I suggest. He, of course, wrote Jurassic Park. New movie's out right now. And I was kind of meh about the movie, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. It's just so hard to replicate the original from 1993. And I'll say this, here's a hot take on a hot day. The book's better than the movie, and I loved Jurassic Park, the original movie, but the book is really solid. The Lost World book is also incredible. I almost like the Lost World book more than the original book. If they would have went with that as the original sequel, if they were going to actually do another whole movie, they should do it based off Crichton's Lost World book. Now, Lost World book and Lost World movie, there's some similarities, but ultimately very, very different stories. And for the space/Eisenhower nerd, I cannot recommend Red Moon Rising, Sputnik, and Hidden Rivalries That Ignited the Space Age more enough. It's by Matthew Brzezinski, and it's a book that came out in 2008. I actually read it for one of the history papers I was working on for my history degree at K-State. I think it was the big paper, if I remember correctly. I think it was the one, that last one that you had to do that was like 25, 30 pages that you had to write up. But again, Red Moon Rising, Sputnik and the Hidden Rivalries Ignited the Space Age. Incredible look on how everything got started there, because Sputnik got up there first. It was actually the first satellite ever to be put up in space, and it really scared folks.
Is that a prequel to the Space Force?
It could be.
Do we have a Space Force novel in the works? Is Crichton working on something like that?
Well, Crichton died.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Okay.
Like 4 or 5 years ago, something like that.
All right. So yeah. I don't keep up
unfortunately.
On Crichtonic.
Yeah. That was a sad day for me. Mm-hmm. Thanks for bringing that back up.
You're welcome.
But yeah, Red Moon Rising. Really interesting take, especially with Eisenhower. We because people always forget. We always talk about JFK and when we're talking about the space race and in the early days of NASA, but it's really President Eisenhower who really kind of got NASA going because he had a lot of pressure on him when Sputnik went up into the air. So, again, I can't recommend that book enough.
You know, it surprises me how few people around the area know anything about the Eisenhower Museum.
Right.
Let alone Eisenhower.
Right.
And what he had during, what he accomplished during his presidency. Most know about D-Day.
Right. Well, even before that, I mean, you want to talk about the whole, his whole work.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting. Also, comic books. Good thing to read. Trade paperbacks. They have a lot of those at the Manhattan Library where you can just kind of get caught up on a bunch of issues if you're looking for specific story arcs. You know, there's a reason these movies keep doing so well and they're so successful is because the source material is so good. The stories are so good. The characters are so good. The art's so good. There's a reason this medium's been popular since first came out in the late 1930s. Number two, when it's really hot out, what can you do? Netflix and chill. Maybe get some popsicles with you that you got at the grocery store that you visit on number five. A suggestion on what to check out on Netflix right now. Latest documentary series from Ken Burns, the Vietnam War, is out. Oh, it's Bomb Pop Day. Perfect. Get some Bomb Pops. Netflix and chill. Again, Ken Burns, the Vietnam War. That's his latest documentary. It's now on Netflix. And I started it last night. Incredible. It's a 10-part series, especially if you checked out The Wall That Heals in Wamego recently. I can't recommend checking out this documentary enough. You want to talk about a complicated war, really, from the beginning. It goes back to the late 1800s, talking about some of the origins of how things got going in Vietnam and some of the intricacies there. France had a big involvement in Vietnam, and honestly, you could, if you really want to look at it, and again, I've only seen the first couple episodes, but if you really want to look at it, France is a big reason the U.S. got involved in Vietnam in the first place, and it's an incredible look on all the different sides and just a lot of the tragedies that went on there with decisions the U.S. made, decisions that were made in Vietnam, decisions France made. Again, can't recommend it enough. Vietnam War, it's on Netflix, done by Ken Burns. And finally, number one thing to do in Manhattan when it's 108 degrees outside, Call Hall Dairy Bar. Ladies and gentlemen, it's open 10 to 5 today, same Friday and Saturday. It is closed on Sunday, and I believe Wednesdays it's also closed. But Call Hall Dairy Bar, the best ice cream in town. The vanilla shake. I'm a big vanilla shake guy. You know, that's kind of that's not really a very exciting ice cream dish or delicacy to say that's your favorite, but
it's pretty vanilla.
It is very vanilla, but Call Hall, that's a good place to be when it's 108 degrees outside. So there you go. You have no excuse of being bored today or lamenting about the heat too much. There's things you can do and check out. So hope you all enjoyed that. When we come back on the other side, we're going to have Mitzi Richards and Chris Jacobs here talk about the Keating Foundation and the House Cafe in Ogden. All that right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sweep Source, your appliance specialist located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
At Little Apple Honda, what's the best buy? Well, the Honda Accord has been on Car and Driver's 10 best list, forget this, 32 straight years. Here's my suggestion. Come to Little Apple Honda and decide for yourself. I'll give you a hint. At Little Apple Honda, there really are no bad choices. Right now, the selection's great, so the prices are low. Finance with Little Apple and receive 2 years or 25,000 miles free oil service. Visit Little Apple Honda.